My name is Lamo, and I'm going to lead tonight's practice. I'm sorry we started with little technical difficulties, and that's the reason for the delay. If you like, please join me in some prostrations to the holy images. Thank you. So let's begin by setting our motivation for our practice tonight. So of course, the purpose of our practice is to follow our teacher's advice, Geshe Gelug's advice, to practice the Lam Rim, which we have been studying for the past few months. And so by doing these practices, may the pure and complete teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa remain forever. In all our lives, may we meet, understand without resistance, remember without resistance, and realize without resistance the pure and complete teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa, taught by perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friends and spiritual guides. And also, of course, so that the COVID-19 coronavirus and all its mutations and strains and all the problems and complications associated with the virus will be completely wiped out and never occur again. Okay, so we are going to use a few texts tonight. The first one is the Silver Prayer Book, which has the Lama Tsongkhapa Daily Guru Yoga Meditation starting on page 17, and we'll be using it also for a few other prayers like the Vajrasattva, the prostrations to the 35 concession Buddhas, and let's see. Right, I think it's just that. And we will also be using the Red Retreat Prayer Book, and that is for the text, the three principal aspects of the path text that we'll be reading today. And then, if you don't know the long life prayers, the short long life prayers, they are in the Gold Prayer Book. So we'll be using these texts. So, to begin with, I'd like to review and set up the refuge field. Now, this practice that I have been explaining the past few months are based on a teaching that Geshe Gelug gave to the nuns in 2012, and it is the practice of Guru Yoga called Yoga of the Hundreds of Deities of Tushita, or Ganden Lakyama, and was written by Dunaga Palden. So this practice was imparted secretly during the time of Lama Tsongkhapa. And then the first Dalai Lama, Gyanmen Drup, who was a direct disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa, taught this instruction. And it was taught orally. It was orally transmitted. And then one of his disciples, Dunaga Palden, wrote down this practice. And because of the kindness of these wonderful people, we are able to read and study this practice today. And so I did mention this before, But Pabongka Rinpoche, who wrote Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, said about the benefits of doing this practice, and this is what I quote, "There is no doubt that by doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga practice, one can meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings from life to life, and furthermore, it gives one the opportunity to be born in the pure realm of Lama Tsongkhapa, Tushita, whenever death happens." And so now the visualization of the refuge field. This is not in your text, so if you have not joined us before, so just please listen and visualize. In the space directly in front of you, at the level of your eyebrows, and at the distance of a full-length prostration, on a broad and high throne made of precious substances, supported by 8 great lions, upon a variegated lotus, moon, and sun mandala seat, sits the essence of your own root guru in the aspect of the conqueror Buddha Shakyamuni. The color of his body is like refined gold. He possesses an Ushnishaj's crown, and he has one face and 2 arms. His right hand is in the mudra of subduing the earth, and his left in the mudra of equipoise, holding an alms bowl full of nectar. His body is clad in robes with a saffron hue. He is adorned with major and minor marks, which possess the nature of clear light. He is seated with his legs in the Vajra posture, with a mass of light radiating from his body. His body, which is adorned with the 32 major and 8 minor marks, is translucent. Though the light of Lord Buddha's body extends beyond measure, to ordinary beings, he appears to be seated with his legs in the Vajra posture within an aura of light radiating just 1 arm span. He looks at you with compassionate eyes and says, "You, child of the lineage, if you want to be liberated from the suffering of samsara, I will guide you." So on top of these cushions, sits your root guru in the aspect of Buddha Shakyamuni. Light emits from the root lama's heart and shines to the right, left, front, and back. So to the right is a lineage of extensive conduct or metta view, such as Lord Maitreya, Master Shantideva, and Aryasangha. And to the left is the lineage of profound views, such as Lord Manjushri and Nagarjuna. And in front are the lamas who have given you teachings directly. And behind are Vajradhara surrounded by the lineage of blessed practice, such as Lama Atisha. Then below are the deities of the 4 classes of Tantra. Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dakas, Sakinis, and Dharma protectors, seated on terraces of lotus petals. And all the lamas have tables with scriptures and teachings they composed in the form of light. The Dharma jewel is the truth of the path that leads to cessation existing in their mind streams. All the lamas look at us with a happy mind, just as the mother watches her children doing good things like cleaning. They see that we understand the importance of Guru Yoga as the root of the path, and that we are doing the practice. Now, there are 2 causes for going, taking refuge genuinely and effectively. And first is, of course, fear, when thinking about the general sufferings of samsara and the sufferings of the lower realms, which we must generally necessarily experience. And then the faith of conviction that the 3 jewels will protect us from the lower realms and are fully capable of leading us to liberation and enlightenment by showing us the path. So the fear of taking rebirths in the lower realms is so strong that you take refuge from the bottom of your heart. So these two things, the fear and the protection, make refuge real and powerful, so that they're not mere words. So when you take refuge, then you should think of these two things. So the depth of suffering is hard to see. The edge of suffering is as vast as an ocean and hard to find. So think of all the sentient beings suffering in the six realms, including yourself. And the suffering has continued from beginningless time. We must liberate ourselves from this suffering. So just imagine that in your room, wherever you are, you are surrounded by all mother sentient beings in the aspect of a human, the human form. And to your right is your father of your life, representing all the male reincarnating sentient beings. And to your left is your mother of this life, representing all the female reincarnating beings. In front are all your enemies and the different spirits, such as those in the bardo. And behind you are those who are dear to you, such as your circle of friends, and so on. And as I said, they all have the aspect of human beings. So this human form is very difficult to find. It's a crucial time. So with this human form, we have the ability to liberate ourselves. We may not have this opportunity again, therefore we take refuge to benefit all sentient beings. So visualize that all of the sentient beings recite loudly with you, and you're leading them from bondage and samsara, and also as the as if you were the chant master. So just repeat after me, and I'm going to interject some comments between each type of refuge. Okay. So, I and all reincarnating beings, equal to the vastness of space, from now until we reach the essence of enlightenment, go for refuge to the glorious and immaculate gurus. Go for refuge to the glorious and immaculate gurus. Go for refuge to the glorious and immaculate gurus. So as soon as you say, go for refuge to the immaculate gurus, streams of nectar descend from the five groups of gurus and purify all negativities and obscurations that you have committed from beginningless time, especially all negativities and obscurations in relation to your guru, such as judging the Lama based on his physical appearance, harming the Lama's body, not following his advice, ignoring the Lama's mind, or disturbing the Lama's mind. Then light emits again, and you receive the blessing of the Lama's body, speech, and mind. Now the second refuge. Go for refuge to the perfect Bhagavan Buddhas. Go for refuge to perfect Bhagavan Buddhas. Go for refuge to perfect Bhagavan Buddhas. Light flows from all the Buddhas and enlightened beings and purifies your negative karma, such as judging holy images or treating holy images as possessions. Light emits again and you receive their blessing. Go for refuge to the Immaculate Dharma. I go for refuge to the Immaculate Dharma. I go for refuge to the Immaculate Dharma. So light from the teachings and scriptures that are on those beautiful tables in front of the Lamas, light from them, go to your crown, into your crown, and purifies all the negative karma related to Dharma teachings, just as abandoning the Dharma, stepping over books, putting the Dharma book on the floor. A second light from the Dharma blesses your body, speech, and mind. I go for refuge to the Arya Sangha. I go for refuge to the Arya Sangha. I go for refuge to the Arya Sangha. Light from the Sangha purifies our negative karma, such as causing a schism within the Sangha. Then light emits again and receive their blessings. We are adopted by the Lamas and the Three Jewels. We are all under their protection. A stream of five-colored nectar descends from the objects of refuge, entering the bodies and minds of ourselves, purifying the massive fault produced in relationship to them, and all their blessings into our mind streams. So now we're ready to read from the Silver Prayer Book on page 17. First, the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, three times, and then pause. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. A replica of the Lama inseparable from Shakyamuni Buddha dissolves into your crown, and instantly you are enlightened. From your body, numerous replicas of the Lama in the form of light facing toward the refuge field go out and enter the crown of all sentient beings due to the power of your bodhicitta intention. The light purifies all the beings and instantly they are enlightened. So just think, you have established all sentient beings in the state of Buddhahood and have accomplished their purpose. So cultivate joy and rejoice. Geshe-la says that by doing this, it becomes the cause for all sentient beings to reach enlightenment, and you will have access to that merit, and it will last a long, long time. This type of merit cannot easily be destroyed by anger, because it is sealed with bodhicitta, and that's why dedication is very important. Okay, so now we go to the meditation on the four immeasurable thoughts. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were to abide in equanimity, free of hatred and attachment, not holding some close and others distant. May they abide in equanimity. I myself will cause them to abide in equanimity. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings had happiness and the causes of happiness. May they have happiness in its cause. I myself will cause them to have happiness in its cause. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were free of suffering and its cause. May they be free of suffering and its cause. I myself will cause them to be free from suffering and its cause. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. How wonderful it would be if all sentient beings were never separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation. May they never be separated from these. I myself will cause them never to be separated from these. Please, Guru Deity, bless me to be able to do this. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly and more quickly actualize the Guru Deity's primordial state of Buddhahood in this very lifetime. I shall liberate all mother sentient beings from suffering and lead them to the great bliss of Buddhahood. For this purpose, I'm going to practice the profound path of Guru Deity Yoga. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly and more quickly actualize the Guru Deity's primordial state of Buddhahood in this very lifetime. I shall liberate all mother sentient beings from suffering and lead them to the great bliss of Buddhahood. For this purpose, I'm going to practice the profound path of Guru Deity Yoga. For the sake of all mother sentient beings, I shall quickly and more quickly actualize the Guru Deity's primordial state of Buddhahood in this very lifetime. I shall liberate all mother sentient beings from suffering and lead them to the great bliss of Buddhahood. For this purpose, I'm going to practice the profound path of Guru Deity Yoga. Now we're going to dissolve the refuge merit field. So the five sets of lamas and lion throne dissolve like clouds into Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha symbolizes the sky. Shakyamuni Buddha dissolves into the space between your eyebrows at the upper opening of the central channel. You receive all their blessings. The refuge in bodhicitta practice is completed. Now we're going to skip the next few pages, like we did last time. And now we're going to set up the merit field. In the vast space of indivisible bliss and void, amidst billowing clouds of samanta bhatra offerings, at the crest of a wish-granting tree, adorned with leaves, flowers, and fruit, is a lion throne ablaze with precious gems, on which is a lotus, sun, and full moon. There sits my root guru, kind in all three ways, in nature all Buddhas, an aspect of saffron robe monk, with one face, two arms, and a radiant white smile. Right hand in the gesture of expounding the Dharma, left in meditative pose, holding an alms bowl full of nectar. You wear three lustrous saffron robes, and your head is crowned by a golden pandit hat. He holds at his heart stems of the Uttapala flowers of love and compassion in his right and left ear, supporting a sword severing the snare of ignorance and a text proclaiming the perfect, pure path. At the heart of Vamasokapa, or J. Rinpoche, visualize a venerable Lord Manjushri with an orange-colored body, holding a sword in his right hand and a text in his left. At Manjushri's heart is Vajradhara with a body of shining blue light. At his heart is a blue-syllable Om, radiating light to destroy the darkness of ignorance, like an immense and eternal water lamp. To his right sits his heart disciple Gyatso Rinpoche on a lower throne. He is the elder, and to his left is Kedrup Rinpoche. Their hands are in the teaching mudra, which is like this. All three are adorned with enlightened qualities. They appear happy because they are going to do Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. We invite Lama Tsongkhapa and his two heart disciples to descend from Dushita realm. Okay, now go back to the Silver Prayer Book to page 22. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Lo Sangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light-scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginning of time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all, individually. Okay, so now we're going to page 79 in the same book. So Geshe asked us to alternate the Vajrasattva mantra and the confession of the downfalls of the 35 Buddhas each week. So let's start where it says homage to the confession. Okay. Homage to the, and we're going to say each of these Buddhas three times. So let's have our hands in the prostration mudra. Homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls. Oh, I'm sorry. We're starting with to the founder Bhagavan. To the founder, Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. To the founder, Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. To founder, Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying with Vajra essence, I prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying Vajra essence, I prostrate. To Tathagata, thoroughly destroying Vajra essence, I prostrate. To Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To Tathagata, radiant jewel, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king, lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king, lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king, lord of the Nagas, I prostrate. To Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To Tathagata, army of heroes, I prostrate. To Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To Tathagata, delighted hero, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel fire, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moonlight, I prostrate. To Tathagata, meaningful to see, I prostrate. To Tathagata, meaningful see, I prostrate. To Tathagata, meaningful to see, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To Tathagata, jewel moon, I prostrate. To Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, stainless one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestow with courage, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestow with courage, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestow with courage, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure one, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To Tathagata, bestowed with purity, I prostrate. To Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To Tathagata, water god, I prostrate. To Tathagata, deity, the water god, I prostrate. To Tathagata, deity, the water, I prostrate. To Tathagata, deity, the water god, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious goodness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious sandalwood, I prostrate. To Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To Tathagata, infinite splendor, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious light, I prostrate. To Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To Tathagata, sorrowless glory, I prostrate. To Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To Tathagata, son of non-craving, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious flower, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, pure light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, lotus light rays clearly knowing by play, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious wealth, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious mindfulness, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name widely known, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name widely known, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious name widely known, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king holding the victory banner, foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king holding the victory banner, foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata, king holding the victory banner, foremost power, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious one, totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious one, totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious one, totally subduing, I prostrate. To Tathagata, utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata, utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata, utterly victorious in battle, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious transcendent, through subduing our prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious transcendent, through subduing our prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious transcendent, through subduing our prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata, glorious manifestations illuminating all, I prostrate. To Tathagata, all subduing jewel lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata, all subduing jewel lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata, all subduing jewel lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, King, the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, King of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. To Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, King of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. Okay, now go back to page 24. And where it says rejoicing. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations, and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the object to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. This ground anointed with perfumes, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha filled an offering. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Due to the merits of having offered this mandala to Guru Lama Tsokapa, father and two sons, may I and my family members and all sentient beings, without a delay of even 1 second, be able to meet the pure wisdom teaching of the victorious one, Amantsokapa, who was endowed with pure morality and the brave attitude, does extensive deeds for all sentient beings, and accomplish a yoga of 2 stages, the essence of which is the transcendental wisdom of non-bliss and voidness. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. 3 hollow white beams are emitted from the hearts of Lama Tsokapa and sons. The beams mix into one as they enter into your own crown. Milk-colored white nectar flows into you through the white beam tube and washes away all stains, sicknesses, spirit harms, defilements, and negative karma. Your own body becomes calm and clear like crystal. Now the fine line prayer to Lama Tsokapa. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objective fine compassion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Vajrapani, destroyer of the entire host of Maras, Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the sages of the land of snow, to Losangdrapa, at your feet, I make requests. Okay, so now we're going to the Red Retreat Book, or to your text that has for the three principal aspects of the path. It's on page 253 in the Red Retreat Book. Sorry. I bow down to my perfect gurus, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings, the path praised by all the holy victors and their sons, the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation. This I shall try to explain as much as I can. Those who are not attached to the pleasures of circling samsara, who strive to make freedom and endowments meaningful, who entrust themselves to the path pleasing the victorious ones, you fortunate ones, listen with a calm mind. Without the complete intention definitely to be free from circling, there is no way to pacify attachment seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean of circling. Also by craving for cyclic existence, and body beings are continuously bound. Therefore, at the very beginning, seek renunciation. Freedoms and endowments are difficult to find, and life has no time to spare. By gaining familiarity with this, attraction to the appearances of this life is reversed. By thinking over and over again that actions and their effects are unbetraying, and repeatedly contemplating the miseries of cyclic existence, attraction to the appearance of the future lives is reversed. When by having trained in that way, there is no arising, even for a second, of attraction to the perfections of cyclic existence, and all day and night the intention seeking liberation arises, then the thought of renunciation has been generated. Even if renunciation has been developed, if it is not possessed by the mind of enlightenment, it does not become the cause of the perfect bliss of unsurpassed enlightenment. Therefore, the wise generate the supreme mind of enlightenment. Swept away by the current of the four powerful rivers, tied by the tight bonds of karma so hard to undo, caught in the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the total darkness of ignorance, endlessly reborn in cyclic existence, ceaselessly tormented by the three sufferings, thinking that all mothers are in such a condition, generates the supreme mind of enlightenment. In short, if like the mother whose cherished son has fallen into a pit of fire and who experiences even 1 second of his suffering as an unbearable eternity, your reflection on the suffering of all mother sentient beings has made it impossible for you to bear their suffering for even 1 second, and the wish seeking enlightenment for their sake arises without effort, then you have realized the supreme precious mind of enlightenment. Without the wisdom realizing ultimate reality, even though you have generated renunciation in the mind of enlightenment, you cannot cut the root cause of circling. Therefore, attempt the method to realize dependent arising. One who sees the cause and effect of all phenomena, of both cyclic existence and the state beyond sorrow as forever unbetraying, for whom any object trusted in by the grasping mind has completely disappeared, has at time entered the path pleasing the Buddhas. If the appearance of dependent relation, which is unbetraying, is accepted separately from emptiness, and as long as they are seen as separate, then one has still not realized the Buddha's intent. If these two realizations are happening simultaneously without alternation, and from merely seeing dependent relation as completely unbetraying, the definite ascertainment comes that completely destroys the way all objects are apprehended as truly existent. At that time, the analysis of the ultimate view is complete. Furthermore, appearance eliminates the extreme of existence, and emptiness eliminates the extreme of non-existence. If you realize how emptiness manifests in the manner of cause and effect, then you are not captivated by wrong notions holding extreme views. In this way, you realize exactly the vital points of the three principal aspects of the path, resort to seeking solitude, generate the power of effort, and quickly accomplish your final goal, my child. And now go back to the Silver Prayer Book, to page 33, where it says, the Guru entering the heart. Magnificent and precious root Guru, please abide on the lotus sun and moon seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. Magnificent and precious root Guru, please abide on the lotus sun and moon seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the general and sublime realizations. Magnificent and precious root Guru, please abide on the lotus sun and moon seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and please remain stable without separation from my body, speech, and mind until I attain enlightenment. Guru Lama Tsongkhapa enters into your heart and becomes completely one with your body, speech, and mind. Now the dedication on the next page. May I continue my life in pure moral conduct, listening to many teachings. May I train the mind in bodhicitta, pure conduct, and pure view without corrupting the teaching of pure wisdom of the second Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, and all my life to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa. Ending in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside from even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. In whatever way you appear, glorious Guru, with whatever retinue life spent in pure land, whatever noble and holy name you take, may I and all and others attain only these. May the glorious Guru's eyes be long and stable. May all beings infinitely extensive space have happiness. May I and others without exception accumulate merit and purify negativities, and may we be blessed to quickly attain Buddhahood. May I not arise heresy even for a second. The actions of the glorious Guru, may I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Due to the merits of the three times created by myself and others and by the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, may I and my family members, all the students and benefactors of the organization, and all sentient beings be able to meet with perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friends in all our future lives. From our side, may we always see them as enlightened. May we always perform only actions most pleasing to their holy minds. And may we always fulfill their holy wishes immediately. Now go to page 244 and 245 in the Gold Prayer Book if you don't have these short long life prayers memorized. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, Please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatara, the one with great precision has spread the teachings of Lama Tsokhapa on bliss and void, Lama Ornam, the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. The Upoda subdures moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanasuk Doris doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long, and seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe-la Tsongpo's long, healthy, happy life, so they will be free of obstacles, so that all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. And I also like to thank the Kadamba Center for this opportunity for letting us stream this Lamrim practice during this time. And have a safe week. Thank you.